episode 3153, No Matter What.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. How's your week going so far? How are you? I have sure missed you. I know it's only been a day or so. Maybe you've taken a little bit more break than I have. There's so much going on. Do you have a full fall season? I think it's fabulous. But one thing I want you to focus on right now is your health, your well-being, no matter what. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Whew. All right, deep breath for just a minute. Because sometimes we just have to slow down in order to speed up. But you know, life never slows down, right? It always keeps going faster and faster. So what do you do when your health is out of bounds? No matter what, keep going for your goals. Now, it may seem a little strange that I mention no matter what, because we all have excuses and we live up more to our shortcomings than we do our longcomings. We want the easy way out. And so we do just that. We take the shorter road with the least distance needed to travel. And where does that take us? Nowhere. And as I've been down the healthy living journey myself for decades, I know what it means to stick to what you need to do and not waver. Yet, I've also been on the other side where all you do is waver and make excuses for whatever reason. Now, I could sit here and give you the exact diet plan that you need to follow, but in all honesty, there's too much of that on the internet already. You can go Google any diet you want, from the cabbage diet to the cucumber diet to the keto diet to the vegan diet to the paleo diet, you name it, diet, it's out there, diet. And you will find exactly what you need. Exactly. I mean, like word for word. They'll even have the ingredient list that you need, your shopping list. You can also get an app and find your answers there, right? So literally everything's at your fingertips. But one thing you will not be able to find are the real life struggles and troubles. What it really means to dedicate yourself to living an uncompromised life so you can be your best selfie. That is what really is missing. And I'm not talking about, you know, not thinking of others and taking care of your family, right? Of course, you have responsibilities and other demands that you need to fulfill within your life. However, that doesn't mean that you sell yourself short. Compromising your health is the worst thing you can do. Now, I would say that compromising your relationship with God is the absolute worst. But here, when you look at it from an earthly perspective, right, as to our actions and what we control, it most definitely is our health. And I don't know about you, but I have lived many days where I've made more excuses and compromised what I knew I needed to do to benefit someone else. And for what reason? It doesn't do them any good, the ones I love, for me to compromise my health. I mean, who is going to take care of the family if I'm in the hospital for 2 weeks due to exhaustion, malnutrition, dehydration, and mental instability? Absolutely, positively, no one. So I still can see, though, that it's much easier to live in those circumstances, right? Because why? It's just easier. We go through life compromising ourselves instead of not stopping for what we know is right for ourselves. So today, that all changes for you, and it has for me. Your health needs to be the most important thing you focus on right now. However, I will say this. If you have other issues in your life, which we all do, including me, you can still work on those. But if you compromise on your health, I'm telling you right now, you will compromise on everything else in your life. How fair is that to you? How fair is that to the ones you love? It's not fair, not at all. Therefore, you need to take today, like taking the bull by the horns, and make today the starting point of an unwavering, uncompromising, dedicated, determined individual that you will reach your goal and maintain it for the rest of your life. So you ready? Come on, take the bull by the horns. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Take the bull by the horns. Now, that's a pretty big pill to swallow, isn't it? You're like, ah, I don't know if I can do that. But it's one I know you can handle when you look at the challenge and face it head on. And so I want to leave you with some things that you can do when you take the bull by the horns. Number one, and it's really more of the don'ts, by the way. It's what not to do. Usually I tell you what to do, and these are the nots of your life. And I thought it was kind of a good thing with the nots because, you know, that is like the bull in the china closet, right? It's a hard thing of not doing what you know you're supposed to be doing. So number one, don't compromise your nutrition. And what I mean by this is that a lot of us will sit here and come up with excuses to fit in. We will find a way to go out to dinner and be like everybody else. My friend, you are not like everybody else. You are made for more. And so if you go out to dinner and there's not something on the menu that you can eat within the constraints and confines of your nutritional diet, then you need to not eat. Now, I know a lot of people would be saying this is wrong. I hear the hate mails being sent already. I get it, but save the typing. Cheating on yourself because you want to eat and be like everybody else right now, it's not the time nor the place. Until you are ready and where you want to be in your health journey, you need to stay the course. You do not want to allow yourself to have a cheat day or a cheat meal. It's going to derail you. You may make a decision to eat a specific food, but let me challenge you with this question and listen carefully to this because I know I've been working through this myself. How long will it take you to rebound from the cheat meal or the cheat day that you have? What is that going to look like? Every body is very different when it comes to how our food responds. And when we eat with our mind, as in a way it looks, the way it smells, the way it tastes, the atmosphere, the environment that we gain from this moment, right? When we're eating food, that's how we see it. Hence the food, fun, friends, fellowship, like, you know, come on, let's get the potluck meals going. And it's fabulous. We love it. But the body doesn't see it that way. The body sees it as a simple chemical reaction made solely to fuel your body, giving your organs and your mind exactly what it needs nutritionally. So let me give you a real life example. And this just happened recently. So like when I say I'm diving into what is going on within my own body and my own health, I really am. And it's taking a while, but you see, this is not about a sprint. This is a marathon, and this is for life longevity. All right, I want to live a high quality of life as I age. What about you? And if you're saying, yes, I want that too, then you just can't do things like everybody else does. All right, you can control you, and that's all you need to focus on right now. So my son was spending some time with us, and his dog was here. So yes, the grand dog was here. And in that, he knew I was being very specific about what I was eating because he saw me. And so he went to grab himself something to eat after he was done working out, but he wanted to get me something too. So he got me egg drop soup, which, by the way, I absolutely love. But in eating that soup, you need to understand that I ate it from a point of guilt. He spent his hard-earned money to give me something so I didn't have to necessarily cook, and he wanted to take care of his mom, which was very kind and very sweet of him. And so in that, it was all good on both sides, right? But I gave in to what I knew was not right for me. So as I said, I ate the egg drop soup. Now, it was only a cup worth, and you're thinking, oh, that's not a whole lot. Now, but you can also imagine, right? He bought it. It was not homemade, so you can imagine the amount of sodium that was in there. But can you believe that it took me 3 days to recuperate from that one cup of egg drop soup that I ate? I gained a pound and a half, almost a pound and three quarters. I was just like on the edge of glory there. Now, some would say that's not really weight, and others would argue it is. Oh, I will tell you this. This is how my body was, how it reacted, right? That's what it was on the scale, and how it responded was, hello, inflammation, here I am, which means water retention, which means a weight gain. That was not good in itself. So I watched how I felt within my body and how my body was responding, me being a little bloated, just kind of feeling off. I actually felt like, gosh, I need to drink even more water, even though I was drinking over 2 liters a day. And I realized that in all of this, how just one cup of egg drop soup changed everything. That was it. No matter what, my friend, don't compromise on your nutrition. you matter. What you put in your mouth counts. So you got to think about those cheat days or a cheat meal. Is it worth it? Now, it's one thing to have a cheat food, okay? But imagine if I had a full meal, like, okay, it wasn't just the egg drop soup. Maybe I had chicken fried rice, or even if I had just like grilled chicken and some white rice, something simple like that. Do you know, I probably would have gone up 2 or 3 more pounds. So I would have been in the hole like 3 or 4 pounds of inflammation. Now, we know it isn't necessarily direct weight, right? But my body is responding. So you use the tools that you have. It's not the only tool, but one of those tools is a scale. I can also tell by the pants that I wear and how I get bloated and the way I feel. And do I feel a little bit tired afterwards? Well, I didn't have that groggy feeling after I ate in about 15, 20 minutes after. So that was good. My body didn't respond negatively that way, but it did in other areas, right? So imagine if I would have had a full meal and then indulged in maybe like some crab rangoon or something like that. Is your mouth watering? I know, I love Chinese food. But in all of that, I'm here to tell you that just one cup can change everything. So you got to think about that cheat meal. Is that cheat meal really worth it? Are you just beginning your journey? Are you in the middle of it? Because truly, until you get to a point where you have really gained some momentum, you'd start with a cheat meal. I'm telling you right now, it's going to flip your metabolism. And it's going to do some stuff when you put stuff in your mouth that your body says, I don't think so. And then you're going to be what? Disappointed. Oh my gosh, you get on the scale and you're like, I'm up 5 pounds. How did that happen? All I had was a cupcake. Okay, well, your body's responding to what you put in it. Remember, what we see and how our body responds are two different things. So no matter what, my friend, don't compromise on your nutrition. Number two, don't apologize for what you're doing for yourself. Most of our excuses encompass pleasing others so we don't hurt their feelings. Okay, that's all fine and dandy, but what about your feelings within your own body? What about your goals? What about your life? If you want to have a high quality of life 10, 20, 30 years from now, it starts today, my friend. It doesn't start when you're sitting in the doctor's office and you have the conversation that you're unhealthy and that now we've got some issues because we might be looking at cancer or something else. I got a text from a very good friend this week expressing just that. And she doesn't know what's going to happen. So I would ask that you keep her in your prayers. I'm not going to give you her name. God knows. So if you'll lift her up, I would really appreciate that. She's young. She's younger than me. And it's one of those things where it's just like comes out of left field and you're like, really? My friend, I don't want you to get to that point. So don't apologize for what you're doing for yourself. Don't compromise your health. You matter. And I know when you're going through your health journey and you're, you know, it's one thing when you're already at the weight that you want or you're living that healthy lifestyle, but we're all tempted, right? The temptations are real. Those never go away, right? If you're an alcoholic and you're a recovering alcoholic, and you've been through AA, and you've been sober forever, right? Those temptations of having a drink are still there. It's a reality. If you were a smoker, same thing. Those temptations are there. It's like you can remember that stuff. That's why I want you to get as far away as you can from your old habits. Your cheat meals, your cheat days, that may not be real good for you right now. And don't apologize for what you're doing for yourself, especially if you're doing it for you. Now, some of our health journeys, right, we do it for our spouse because, well, yeah, we want to look good for whatever reason. But what about doing it for yourself? See, that's where I'm at right now. I've got a lot going on with Create Your Now. There's a lot of moving parts. Some of them I will be sharing here very soon. I kind of dropped a secret a few times back ago. When was that a few times back ago? It was last week. I think it was on Thursday of last week. And so you can go look back and listen to that episode. But more is going to be coming. More information is going to be out there. And it's exciting. It's going to happen within the next couple of weeks. And it's just going to be new stuff for you, new stuff for us to ways to interact and how we can work together more and live life, you know, walk in our everyday together. And I think that's really, you know, what we need to look at is what does our everyday need to look like when it comes to our health? And if you're just starting your journey, you don't want to sit there and say, oh, well, yeah, okay, I'm going to compromise. I'm just going to say yes. It's just easier to say yes. Yeah, it is easier. You're right. But what's more important? Your health. Finally, number three, don't say yes when you really need to say no. I took my grandson and granddog home to my daughter and son-in-law as they, you know, just had busy schedules. So he came to spend the weekend with us. And of course, grandma loved it. You know, this grandma loves having her grandchildren here. But I'm coming back and Papa and I decided that we would just take them all the way back home instead of meeting them halfway, which we do every once in a while. And we thought that it'd just be easier for them. And so that's what we did. And in the midst of the conversation, I told him, I said, hey, tell her the plans, because we really didn't finalize the plans. I said, text her the plans of what's going on. And so they already know that, hey, they don't even need to plan to come and get their babies, which is the four-legged creature and then the two-legged adorable grandson. But so my daughter called and, you know, sweetly said, oh, that's so sweet of you. Will you stay for dinner? I would love to cook you dinner. Now, this was the thing. I had told my husband in advance before he reached out to my daughter that I did not want to stay for dinner. I did not want to eat extra sauces. I needed to know exactly what was put in my food and they needed an evening by themselves. And I just wanted to be respectful of what I knew that I needed and what I knew that they needed too. So when my husband, right, talked to my daughter, she did exactly what I expected her to do. She wanted us to stay for dinner. And so he completely told her exactly what I wanted her to know. And then not only that, but we got a call from our son-in-law and he was like, we want you to stay for dinner. And Papa, my hubby, you know, proceeded to tell him no and let him just said kindly that, yes, we like it, but we're just not going to do that. And let me tell you this, it was so refreshing to know that number one, my children wanted to spend time with me, right? I mean, that's important. Of course it is. You want to spend time with your kiddos, which we did. But we did not have to surround ourselves with the food, and we didn't. I need to eat specifically for me, and I knew that my daughter would fix something that would be delicious, and I would not want to say no to her hard work that she put into it, and especially the love that she gave into it. But I didn't waver. I knew what I was doing, and because of my egg drop soup happening, right, which was just a few days before that, I knew I had to stay the course. And a lot of times, we don't want to do that. No matter what, you got to stay the course. So we enjoyed our time together. We dropped off our granddog and our grandson. We stayed for about, I don't know, an hour and a half or so and just enjoyed their company. But we didn't have to worry about eating. I didn't have to worry about, oh, I can't have that, but oh, it looks so good. Like the temptations were gone and I could just enjoy their company. So my challenge to you is this, where are your hangups? And I want to ask you that sincerely. And I want you to answer that specifically for you. Like, what is it? And be like spot on. Look at yourself in the mirror when you have these conversations. Where do you give in too soon or too fast? Is it that you're going to go visit your children and they're going to go out and have pizza? They're going to go to this buffet that you know you really don't need to do. Great. So prepare another way. Or go and eat. Do you know I went to this pizza buffet? Yes, believe it or not, they still have them. We went on vacation and it was dad and all three of my boys and then myself. And so, yes, I was the only mama there, the only woman there, the only lady there. And it was fun. It was wonderful. We just, you know, took them and had some time together, which I love being able to do that with my boys. And when we went there, I was like, I cannot eat this. I mean, I can. But you know, the egg drop soup, right? I probably would have paid the price for 5 days or more. And then I would have been miserable literally for a couple days because I would be so bloated. I would just be tired and worn out. I'm like, I can't do that to my body. So guess what? We went to the buffet. I didn't eat. I literally brought what I wanted. I had my water and I was ready. I was done. And I just sat there and enjoyed our conversation. I didn't feel guilty about not eating. I definitely didn't feel guilty about not paying because I paid for all four of them to eat and I just didn't eat. Now, there was a salad bar too, but I was like, no, There's going to be dressing there that I don't like. There's just going to be those temptations. I don't need to do that. And so I said, no. Do your body well, my friend, and your body will serve you for a very long time. You have one body. Are you willing to treat it well? Because I don't know about you, like I just got the reminder in the mail, hey, it's that time. It's time for you to go have your 1-year checkup. Time for you to have your 1-year mammogram. I already did my colonoscopy. I think I shared that with you guys about a year ago or so. I'm sure I did. And praise the Lord, man, 10 years check mark. I am good to go. They said everything looks good, even though we have some things genetically that could be showing up within my colon. I mean, they were very thorough. And I was like, all right, what I'm doing is paying off. I'm in it for the long haul. Are you in it for the long haul? Are you looking at it for a quality of life 10, 20, 30, even 40 or 50 years from now? And I know it seems like a long way off, but we're living longer. If you're living longer, don't you want to have that better quality of life? And even if your life isn't as long, right? Maybe you make it to 85 or 90 years old and you don't live to 103 or whatever it is. Guess what? Don't you still want that quality of life? It's not about the quantity, but the quality. Serve your body well. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.